Taking a look first at your news for the hour. There are several infrastructure improvement projects being done throughout the village of Lexington. And because of that, a review of the work was provided to the village council, along with the payments that were made to the contractors. The Spence brothers were paid $847,584 for improvements and upgrades at Tierney Park. Improvements are also being done to the water mains, and a payment of $152,848 was made to the Bodie Construction Company for that. Another one of the projects includes sewer improvements. The village has been working with Townley Engineering on that project, and that company was paid $4,387. A $28,535 payment was approved for the wastewater treatment expansion for Actitanium doing computer upgrades. Edgewater Resources was also paid $11,712 for the harbor redevelopment work. And another news for today. Waterfowl hunting advocates were able to raise $80,000 for four Michigan Department of Natural Resources managed waterfowl areas this fall, including two in the Thumb. As part of the cost-saving measures, the DNR has announced that there would be fewer daily draw opportunities for hunters during the 2026 waterfowl seasons. The grassroots funding provided a temporary one-time solution that will allow the state game and wildlife areas of Fish Point in Tuscola County and the Harsons Island Unit at St. Clair Flats in St. Clair County, as well as two other sites, to restore operations to two draws per day, 7 days per week, for this fall only. The donations will fund two part-time staff at each of the four impacted managed waterfowl areas. The waterfowl areas will operate from 2 weeks prior to the waterfowl opener through Thanksgiving weekend. The DNR has less funding because of flat or declining license sale revenue, steadily increasing costs due to inflation, as well as increased and higher cost of repairs. Less funding also means the DNR Wildlife Division has restricted hiring, eliminated positions, and scaled back routine maintenance, in addition to postponing critical repairs to dams, wetland infrastructure, and buildings that directly support hunting access and habitat quality. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Because of proposed recalls, several veteran public servants have now resigned, and another one did so during Thursday's Elmwood Township meeting. Elmwood Township Supervisor Chris Graff resigned during the most recent meeting. Trustee Daryl Mendrick, who was elected during the recall election in May, was selected as supervisor, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Graff has served the township for over 20 years, and in his resignation letter is quoted as saying, "It has been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve Elmwood Township and its people. I have given my time, energy, and deepest commitment to this role because I believe in the importance of government and our community." Normally, most county clerks only sporadically need to deal with recalls. However, there have been or will be at least one, and in some, multiple recalls in each of the Thumbs counties. Jody Fetting is quoted as saying, "I am currently working with the Bureau of Elections to navigate the impacts on the current recall election, which was scheduled for the November ballot to ensure that proper steps are being followed. And another news for today. A state grant will be helping the village of Ubley clean up a contaminated property to make it a viable site for a new business. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has awarded a $350,000 brownfield redevelopment grant to decontaminate the property at 4496 North Washington Avenue, which is in the heart of the community. That location, which dates back to the 1900s, has been the site of a blacksmith, a gas station, and an automotive repair shop, and has been vacant since 2023. During environmental testing in 1992, the EGLE detected that the soil and groundwater is contaminated with petroleum products, metals, and more. The cost for the cleanup work by the EGLE was more than $1 million. This new grant will fund further environmental assessments, investigations, excavation, transport, and disposal of any contaminated soil, as well as the management of the groundwater contamination, with the design of a vapor mitigation system, as well as some demolition. The EGLE's funding will also cover the removal of the repair shop's hoists at the former Dunk's Garage. The owner of the property also plans to spend about $425,000 on renovations of the 2,900-square-foot building, turning it into a cafe. The renovations are expected to be completed by early 2029. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, August 20th of 2026. Helen Lemansky, age 94, of Dwight Township, passed away on August the 18th of 2026. Memorials in Helen Lemansky's name may be offered to the donor's choice. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your Thumb Area news or obituaries anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.